welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Blair Oaks Falcons. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Greg Jackson of the News Tribune. And before Greg and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Greg's conversation with Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage.
Well, Coach, let's take a quick look back at last week's 41-14 win against Maryville. When you look back at film, what were a few things that caught your attention?
I was really excited with our execution. If you would ask me after the game, I would have thought, you know, there were more holes and more things we needed to get better at than I thought previous. I thought we played a more complete game. And at the same time, you know, there were a lot of things we could get better at. I mean, we didn't play a very good football game. You know, we beat a really good football team, and I thought at times we played a lot better than I thought.
And you talk about a complete game. I mean, you can definitely call it a complete game when you score a touchdown in all three facets, when you get a pick six by Brady Kirkburn and a kickoff return for a touchdown by Joey Wilde.
Well, 92% of the games are won if you score on defense. And you know, when Brady was able to execute that, that was huge for us. It caught him a little different defensive look than we normally had shown. Kind of confused quarterback to it, right? Brady took it in the house. The kickoff return was awesome, you know, because they had gained some momentum. I knew they were a momentum type team. We've seen that in the past. Every time we thought we've gotten away from them in the past, they find a way to build that momentum back. That was just a huge mark of a great characteristic of a good football team. We made the blocks. Joey hit the seam and was gone.
And what did you like that you saw from Tyler Baxton, his first start at quarterback?
Second half, he played like a man. You know, the first half, he played with some jitters. We had a drop early. And after that, he got real cautious with his throwing. And I don't mean he wasn't making throws, but it seemed like he was trying to catch the ball that he was throwing for the receivers instead of throwing it. Second half, he started throwing the ball. He ran the ball a lot better than I think anybody ever anticipated. We didn't. We knew what he was capable inside, but ran the ball effectively. They tried to take away our two running backs. I think they weren't worried about our quarterback running, and he exposed them a little bit.
And this week's opponent, Lutheran North, what can you tell me that you've seen from them on film from last week's 54-0 win against Hazelwood Central?
Oh, where do you want me to start? Wow. Big. And I mean big, mm-hmm. Fast, and I mean fast, and well-coached. They really are a complete football team. They really do a lot of things really well, and they have fun playing football.
I was going to say, you take a look at what this team has done the last two times you've played Lutheran North. 2020, I think that was the first time their offense had been shut out since 2019. I think all they had touchdown-wise was a pick six right before halftime. And then, you know, last year's game was the first time they had been shut out for an entire game since that 2009. So, you know, I think you had to be pleased with the last few times you all have showed up against this Lutheran North team.
Well,
the
past is history, and we were extremely pleased with that. But this team is different. You know, our team is different. So we've been looking at this. We don't look at the past. If you get hung up on the past, you're looking behind yourself. This is a team that they're not like what they have been before. They're able to run it effectively and throw it effectively. The quarterback is back. We got to see on the first play of the game last year, he threw the ball 62 yards in the air. Yeah, you know, it was an incompletion, but it was like, whoo. And now he's a junior this year. But the first play of the game against Hazelwood Central, he had a 28-yard run, and he broke a tackle. Very strong, very athletic. Guy, but he can throw it just as well as he can run it. Their scheme is very hard to follow, as they can misdirection you like crazy. They try to get your eyes unbalanced. And then on the defensive side, everybody's running the football. And you don't see a play where they're not running the football, and when they're running, they're grabbing. Last week they had two defensive scores, so they're a very opportunistic defense.
All right, that was Blair Oaks head coach Ted LePage. Greg, I'm, you know, we talked about it last week heading into the Maryville game that, you know, there's been some kind of lopsided wins for Blair Oaks in the series. And, you know, we're always kind of a little bit, you know, surprised by them when they do happen. I think this might have been the year that I was maybe the most surprised by the fact that there was some separation in that, you know, 41-14 looks really, really easy on paper. Was it as easy as it, you know, turned out to be, in your opinion, actually, as someone who saw the game?
You know, I look back on it, and Blair Oaks made a handful of mistakes and still won by 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And when you could do that, that's a good day because you won, and there's going to be stuff to look at in the film room on Saturday.
Sure.
The thing that impressed me was, you know, Tyler Baxton, his first career start, threw 2 first-quarter interceptions. And the biggest thing was that the defense then turned around and got a three and out both times. Okay. And I thought that was huge. You know, Blair Oaks committed three turnovers. Maryville got 0 points off of them. That's always a crucial statistic when you do make mistakes. And it played out like we thought it was. You know, Maryville had to throw the ball more than they ran the ball, and that was simply because they could not run the ball against the Blair Oaks defense. Both Maryville touchdowns came on fourth down plays, so the defense was, you know, out of 63 plays, you could argue that they only made two mistakes, and they were two plays away from pitching a shutout against a very good team. So, you know, if I had to give a report card for that one, I would say that was somewhere between an A- and a B+. That was a really good season opener for Blair Oaks.
So heading back to Tyler Bax for a second, because that was kind of one of our bigger question marks heading into the season. Those two early picks, was that nerves? Was that youth? Was that, you know, was it just maybe, you know, it was just kind of one of those plays? Kind of what was it maybe in your opinion that led to those early picks? And then how impressive it was to see him bounce back from those once you get those out of your system?
I don't remember the first one, but I believe the second one he was scrambling. He got outside the pocket. And it was one of those things where as soon as he got back to the sideline, Coach LePage talked to him and said, hey, now you know on that one, just run with the ball. You don't force it, just run with it. And I think it's one of those things where it's a learning experience on the field. And now he knows, like, hey, he rushed for 153 yards. So, you know, I did have to catch myself a couple times in the first half when he ran with the ball. I was like, that's Dylan Hare. Wait, no, that's actually Tyler Bax. He runs like Dylan Hare, which, you know what, I think that's a huge plus. I think we knew he was going to be a pretty good dual threat type quarterback. I did not expect him to have 153 yards rushing in his first game. That was, you know, four total touchdowns, three passing touchdowns. I believe he was like 6 of 13 passing for 88 yards, but it was three touchdowns with that. So, again, you know, I would also throw him in, you know, report card of like an A- or a B+ for a first start as a sophomore, especially when you're talking about the shoes that he has to fill.
You know, you kind of mentioned you mentioned the offense, you mentioned the defense, but it also seems like special teams might have had something to do with that victory too.
Special teams, you know, kickoff returns, so they, you know, obviously got three kickoffs their way. You know, you have Hayden Lackman and Joey Wilde back, and they've incorporated a little reverse with those two returners.
Okay.
Hayden Lackman caught the ball all three times. Twice he handed off to Joey Wilde, who reversed it. First time was for a long touchdown run. The other time was for a 71-yard return inside the red zone. And the other time, Hayden kept the ball. He still got a good 15, 20 yards out of it.
Okay.
So I'll be curious to see if this week's opponent, Lutheran North, decides to kick it deep. And I did want to go back and mention this one thing that jumped out to me about their defense. Because, again, I don't want to underscore just how good they played. But I remember there was a possession where Maryville's driving near the Blair Oaks 40, and it's second and one. They run the ball, gets stopped at the line. Now it's third and one. Run the ball, gets stopped at the line again. And then fourth and one, and they get half a yard turnover on downs. And to me, I thought, okay, run defense is definitely going to be just fine this year. Again, they just had a couple of hiccups in the pass defense, and if they get those cleaned up, they're going to be right back where they were at the end of last year.
So you mentioned it. We got to get ready for a 7 o'clock game tonight against Lutheran North, and it's kind of we'll get to the kind of the rankings and all that in a little bit here. But it's kind of an interesting wrinkle. You kind of look at the schedule, and you know, we kind of look at it and go, okay, well, you play this team at home one year, you think you're going to be playing on the road. They've actually gotten Lutheran North at home for the second straight year.
So this was the one that was always going to be at Blair Oaks. Lutheran North agreed that they wanted to come to Blair Oaks both years because they're like, hey, you know what? It's a playoff-like atmosphere.
Sure.
So I think that's what they wanted out of it. You know, they're like, hey, if we're going to get in the playoffs, at some point we're going to have to travel. You know, for them, it's a pretty decent trip. That, you know, they don't play too many games outside of the St. Louis area. In fact, if you look down the road later in the regular season, they play Maryville, I believe, week 7, and that game is also at a neutral site.
Okay.
So, you know, credit to Lutheran North. They're playing a lot. They're not afraid to go outside of the St. Louis area and play some really good teams. But going back to the Blair Oaks Lutheran North series, they did renew that. They'll be back on the schedule for the next 2 years after this year. And I do believe next year is when Blair Oaks will go to Lutheran North.
Okay.
So it'll be the first time. You know, this will be their fourth meeting. All four have been at Wardsville. This will be the first time Blair Oaks goes and plays them in St. Louis.
And as we kind of become accustomed to when these two teams meet, they're usually both pretty good, and they're usually both ranked.
Yeah.
No surprise this year. Blair Oaks is, you know, the number one team in Class 3, Luther North number two in Class 4. So they're both coming in with, you know, some pretty good pedigrees. And I think, it's one of those kind of early season matchups where you go, this is kind of fun. Sometimes early season matchups can be stinkers. This one's not going to be one of those.
I was going to say, looking back, you know, Blair Oaks beat Luther North 35-0 last year. And the one thing I remember from that was, you know, I believe Lutheran North starting running back suffered a concussion in the opener, so they're down a starting running back heading into that game, and I think that kind of impacted their offense a little bit. Looking at their roster, especially the skill players on offense, they're just so young. It almost looks like everybody's either a sophomore or a junior. Okay. So they're young and they're quick and they know what they're doing. 54 points, you know, a couple of those were some defensive scores. Offense, you know, we're able to run the ball pretty well. And again, it's a big win against a Class 6 school like Hazelwood Central,
right.
54-0. My goodness. Definitely a lot. I know it was a huge win for them last year because it was their first win in program history against a Class 6 school. I think more in the fact this time they celebrated the fact that it wasn't just a win, it was a
right. It
was a rout.
Yeah, that was decisive. So I guess if we had to spotlight something that is maybe the cause for concern, let's start with offense. Is there somebody that we, you know, are going to go, okay, the success rides with just stopping that guy, or is it going to be a crew of that guys?
You know, it's probably going to be a crew, mostly because, like, they were up so big early on, like, there was no need to rely on one person. I'll highlight a few. You know, number four, their running back, Martez Stevenson, only had four carries, but he averaged 32 yards a carry. One of those touchdown runs was 80
right.
yards. And he's another one. He's only 5'7", 155, but he's quick.
Okay.
So, again, you know, if you're the Blair Oaks defense, there's, you know what, you talk about the run defense being so good, there's a challenge. Can you find a way to keep him from getting to that second level? Because a lot of times when he gets to that second level, he's gone. You know, Blair Oaks is familiar with their quarterback. And, you know, he had a pretty good game last year. Dakari Hollis, you know, he just, again, made a few mistakes here and there. And I think, you know, that he was a sophomore at the time. Now he's a junior. He's got a full season under his belt
sure.
as the quarterback.
Yeah.
They've got other receivers, and they've got another, you know, running back who really, I say, is more like a fullback in the fact that he had another rushing touchdown for them last week. He weighs about 215. He's only 5'7". So, I'll be curious to see if he gets some more touches this week, because I imagine he's going to be, based on his size and his speed, he's going to be really tough to tackle.
So then let's flip it to the other side then. So let's say that, you know, Luther North is able to have some success with those guys, maybe put some points up on the board, and all of a sudden you're going, okay, we've got to be able to score if we have to outscore these guys. How you know, I mean, obviously they pitched a shutout in week one, so their defense must be pretty darn good. But is there anybody on that side of the ball that, you know, can really drastically affect the ball game?
You know, they're huge on the D line. You know, they've got a couple of big guys up front. You know, the one that jumps out at people is number 75, Dave Grudger. He's 6'4", 390 pounds.
Wow.
And if you go find the video from last week, the very first play, he broke through the line and got a tackle for loss. On their running back on the very first play. They've got another one, you know, Amir Scott, 6'3", 360. So you're looking at two D-linemen
yeah.
right there that weigh more than 350. I mean, that's – so right there, you know, but if you take a look whether Blair Oaks has played, you know, like a Lift for Life or a Lutheran North or a Cardinal Ritter out of the St. Louis area, they've seen big defensive linemen. This will not be the first time
right.
that they've seen somebody over 300 pounds before. The one thing the takeaway I have from the Hazelwood Central game from the clips that I saw was Hazelwood Central still finished with like 220 yards of total offense, which
okay.
if you think about it, that's a lot for when you get shut out in high school football.
Yeah, sure.
They had a handful of drives where they got to the 50. They're an option offense, and you know, one of them was, you know what, the quarterback pitched it to a running back. It was a little bit off the mark, and Lutheran North was there to pounce on the football. Another one of the fumbles was, you know what, they hit the ball carrier and it jarred the ball loose. And they're just, that's the thing, is if you're going to make turnovers against Lutheran North, it's kind of like the basketball equivalent. Like, you want them to be dead ball turnovers. You don't want them to be live turnovers, because we saw them get two returns for touchdowns off defensive miscues. So, they hit hard. They're able to, they might let you get in the second level, but they rarely let Hazelwood Central get anywhere past that. So, mostly like 10, 15-yard gains max. So if you're Blair Oaks, you've, A, got to take care of the ball, and B, if you get to that second level, don't look back, because they're going to be gaining on you.
Yeah. one of the big things you always worry about week one is just getting out of week one unscathed. So how's the health of the team? How did Blair Oaks come out of last week?
They came out pretty much injury-free. Taking a look at, obviously there were some cramps, but really they only had one or two players come out of the game with cramps. I was, kind of impressed by that for as hot as it was for the season opener. Had a couple of kids making their first appearance since suffering injuries last week. So again, everything looks pretty good on that front. Coach LePage just said some bumps and bruises. The one player that's going to be out is Caden Schulte, and he injured his knee before the Jamboree 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
He missed last week. He's going to miss this game again. They're hoping to get him reevaluated and see maybe there's a chance for him to return to practice next week and get back on the road to recovery on the O-line.
All right. Guess that gets us to the prediction point of the podcast. And, they've had a lot of success against them. Yeah. They're 3-0. Do the Falcons make it 4-0?
I'll go with the score I picked for my picks in the News Tribune this week. I said Blair Oaks 35, Lutheran North 14, and the rationale behind that is, yes, I understand Lutheran North is explosive, but you take a look at the other three meetings, they've always been an explosive team. I think the difference in this game is the Blair Oaks defense.
Okay.
Even if Lutheran North's able to get a touchdown, I think they're going to make some in-game adjustments and kind of shut some of those things down. The difference is, will the offense make mistakes? I think they made some mistakes last week, and one of the takeaways I had was I was talking to Joey Wilde after the game, and he was like, look, if we don't commit those three turnovers, we might have dropped 60 points on a very, very good Maryville team.
Right.
So I like that they had that kind of confidence after week one. And I think they're just going to find some ways to get, whether it's throwing the ball downfield or whether it's going to be a combination of Tyler backs and the running backs gaining some yards on the ground. I think they're going to find a way to get a few more touchdowns in Lutheran North.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Greg Jackson, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Greg Jackson on Twitter at ActionJackson05. That's Action JAXON05. Thanks for listening.